It's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. So let me tell you how my day usually starts. Some of you may know I did morning radio for like 23 years, and I recently jumped off morning radio to do midday radio. There's so much I miss about connecting with you in the morning, but I do get to spend more time with my chickens, which was the point of the switch. But let me tell you, used to be when I got up, you know, before 4 a.m., I got up in the dark, nobody budged, husband, dogs, cat, they're all like, yeah, you go on ahead. I'd quick jump in the shower, and then the next thing you know, I'd be out in nature. I would spend a few minutes like out in nature, looking up at the sky and the stars. And I loved that part of the day. It felt like magical to just be awake, be the only person on the block that was up and outside and in nature, you know, sort of like witnessing Earth's cycles. In the winter, it's super quiet and still and dark, right? Just you and the stars. But then as spring creeps in, you start to hear the little, I don't know what they are, little crickets or froggy things or, you know, all little peeping and cooing. I don't know. It's like there's stuff out there and it's waking up. And then by spring, it's downright noisy, right? The birds are at it. Everybody's just yakking up a storm. But it was super grounding for me to have that private audience with nature every day. And I soaked it up. I never took that for granted, never once. But now my morning routine is so much different. I hear my husband's alarm clock go off at 5:45, and then he gets up and goes to the coffee pot and the Cheerios, and the brown pug will go with him. The white pug will find me and jump up and lick my face, and then I'll search around for the black pug. See if there's a warm spot in the bed where maybe the black pug is down there to warm my feet. There's a few minutes of that, and then bam, I'm up and I'm talking to my husband. What do you have today? What do you have today? Did you pay the mortgage? Did you feed the dogs? I'll get the chickens. Like, you know, it's just, we fall right into that go, go, go thing. So I realized this past week I was feeling off. I blamed it on the full moon. I don't know. I was off. So I jumped at the opportunity to talk to Sia Lanou Astrea. Sia Lanou Astrea, she's in the UK. And her area of expertise is working with the energy of the earth and the stars to help people feel healthier, more abundant, and also to manifest. We were actually supposed to talk back in August during what's called the Lion's Gate, 8-8, that astrological portal of sorts. And then, you know, life happened, so we ended up speaking this week, which I am very grateful for. And what we're going to get to is establishing a morning routine that gives us sovereignty over our energy. But because we just went through this full moon partial eclipse thing, I asked Sia Lanou first about this idea of portals. What actually do portals connect?
Yeah, it's the higher realms. So there are many different dimensional planes and dimensional frequencies. So we refer to where we are as the three-dimensional plane. But actually, we can tap into much higher dimensions and live in a higher dimensional embodiment. So it's not as clean cut as what we've previously been led to believe, that we're just here in the three-dimensional plane and everything is very much a physical and less magical reality. That is part of the illusion. When we tap into our full cosmic remembering and we tap into our multi-dimensional aspects, what we start to realize is that we are both human and we are both the cosmic embodiment, and we can actually, in a way, move through dimensions and anchor in different frequencies through our own embodiment. So it's kind of like unifying earth and stars. So when I say a portal, this is a portal to higher dimensional planes that flow these frequencies through. And I guess the best way to describe these frequencies is is the frequency of magic and miracles, because our true reality is actually magic and miracles. We refer to miracles as something so exceptional, something so unexpected, something that we rarely get to experience, but that's just because we're used to kind of perceiving the world through that three-dimensional lens. When we start to unplug from that and tap into the higher embodiment available, magic and miracles becomes much more frequent, and we start to realize that we can create our own reality. We can manifest at very high levels, and magic and miracles becomes more of the norm, the true reality. And it doesn't mean that they become mundane. It's still incredible, but they happen much more frequently. And so this is what happens through that portal, is we tap into that, and by, I guess, harnessing it, by actively working with those energies and bringing them in, we can then elevate ourselves to a higher path and carry that through to the end of the year and obviously into the new year beyond that.
Well, today, as we record this, it is Tuesday, the 17th of September, and we are in the midst of a super harvest moon with a partial lunar eclipse. And I just want to say, for one, I believe it's kicking my butt.
Yeah. You know, these energies can definitely feel destabilizing. But I guess what I want our listeners to know is that we are the masters of our experience. We are the masters of our reality. So if we kind of like, move along in our everyday way, in our kind of autopilot routine way, then we can get very destabilized by some of these alignments. They can feel like it brings a lot of upheaval in our lives. But actually, when we switch over into that more cosmic embodiment, what happens is we start to work with the energy. So I would liken it, if I thought of a metaphor, it would be, you know, when you're in the ocean and it's really kind of rough and you kind of get dragged under the waves and you're just kind of getting chewed up and spat out. That's one way of experiencing it. Or you can be on your surfboard cruising those waves and actually using that momentum of the ocean to push you forward. So that's what these cosmic alignments are like. And I think the key to making the switch really comes down to our own embodiment. A lot of the work that I share through my Rainbow Tablets books and through my programs is all about unlocking the power of our own embodiment. And what I mean by that is most people are kind of straddling two worlds. They kind of have their everyday life and they're more practical doing, moving through the to-do list and just getting on with everyday life. And then they have the magical over on the other side where they might attend a retreat or they might go to a shamanic healing or they might do a breathwork session, and they have this incredible expansive experience, but they don't know how to translate that into everyday life. So when we unlock the power of our embodiment, we actually bring that magic that we experience in those moments, that connection, into our everyday life, and we stop living on autopilot and we start living in a very connected way with the earth energies, with the sacred sites, with the ancestors, with the cosmic realms, our star family, these cosmic alignments, and we start to harness these energies to actually really create our reality. So instead of kind of getting swept into the undertow, we're surfing those energies and using them to elevate our lives. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm following along as best I can. This is Shinon, the Health and Happiness Show, and we're talking to Sia Lanou. Tell me how to get up on the surfboard. Is this hard? Does this take years of study? What do I do?
It is a process. It's definitely a process, because we have to kind of release all of our conditioning. If you think about everyday modern life, everything is kind of designed around keeping us disconnected, keeping our energy fragmented, and it keeps us in a very do-do-do energy. And all of these things stop us from tapping into our inner knowing, tapping into the magic that's within us and the magic all around us. So we kind of have to unlearn that conditioning and unlearn that way that we've been programmed to interact with the world, and we start to come back to discovering the truth of who we are. So I think the biggest, most important aspect of that is starting with a morning practice. Most people just kind of, they get up, they make their breakfast, they start their day, maybe they'll do a little bit of exercise, and then they're into their day. If we create some time in the morning to have a morning practice, so this is an energetic alignment where we clear out all of the old energy, we realign with our true sort of earth and stars embodiment, and we set that intention for the highest possibilities for the day, it actually changes the entire trajectory of the day. So I have a practice I work with. It's called the Rainbow Pyramid Sovereignty Practice, and for any listeners who would like to do it, they can actually find that just as a video on my website at cielanoestrella.com. And it's just a 10-minute practice. So even if people are time poor, just 10 minutes to do that energetic alignment and shift will completely transform their day. You know, I lived in the Peruvian Andes for 3 years. I went from working a really top corporate role in advertising agencies and then marketing on the client side in financial services. It was super demanding. My phone was ringing off the hook all day. I was working 70-hour weeks. There's no space in that. There's no space for anything else. It's like being on the hamster wheel. Then I moved to Peru for 3 years and suddenly discovered this what comes through when we create that connection with the land, that connection with ourselves, and we create that space. And I think this is the biggest thing about modern society. This is the biggest thing that keeps us off the surfboard, is that if we allow the way that society is kind of designed to dictate how we spend our days, then we will continue to have fragmented energy. So it's really difficult to hear your own intuition, hear your own guidance, and manifest if your energy is so fragmented and it keeps us disconnected. But when we kind of come into, I like to call it sacred rebellion, we rebel and say, no, I'm going to create a much more connected and magical experience of that. And we start to build that in to our day and the way that we move through the day, it shifts everything.
Okay. What I'm getting is this. If we want to change, to be connected to higher realms and infused with a sense of energy that gets us out from under the influences of the world and upriding the wave of the world, we have to change. We have to shift
100%
where we put our energy, where we put our time. So if we want the good stuff, we have to make a change.
I call it radical self-awareness and radical self-responsibility, because the way that we've been conditioned and trained through society is it's kind of mindless, right? It's a routine. It's just the way that we do things. But when we actually come into that radical self-awareness, we start to see where we're bleeding out our energy, you know, where we're like things that are not actually serving us, and they're just habits that we do. And then when we go to the next level, which is radical self-responsibility, this is when we start to change. We choose a different way. So, yeah, it's absolutely through our embodiment. And as I said, you know, we might start with just a morning practice, reading books, listening to radio shows like this that start to inspire us, and then we go into deeper work, like attending a retreat or doing an online program, and we invest in that change in ourselves, because it's really hard to create change when you're not doing anything different. Yeah. You know, things just keep going the same way. So we have to like introduce new ways and new things so that we can actually empower ourselves to create different ways to show up for ourselves, different ways to show up in the world. But 100% what you're saying, we have to change, and the power is with us. So that's the amazing thing. I think sometimes people look at this self-development work as, oh, it's hard work and it's all deep and dark and shadowy and, you know, I've got to work through all the trauma and everything. And yeah, you know, there'll be the things that come up that need to be healed. But actually, it's incredibly magical. It's incredibly uplifting because we start to discover that the world is not at all what we thought. The world is so much more magical than we thought. And we start to realize how much knowledge and wisdom and clarity we carry within ourselves. And we start to see how easy it actually is to create the life that we want. Those things that seemed so far away or so impossible, suddenly it's like, oh my gosh, nothing is impossible. So it's actually really uplifting. Yes, we have to apply the awareness and the action to make the change, but the change kind of, it fills you up so much and it lifts you so much that it becomes easy to commit to that.
Tell us what your 10-minute practice is like in the morning.
If we don't have some sort of an energetic boundary or an energetic shield, if we're not really owning our energy field, then we take all of that on and then it just carries over to the next day and then we pick up more and we pick up more. So what we really want to do each day is clear out our energy field and really own that energetic space and really code what is allowed into that space and what is not. So my practice is you start by just dropping into presence. So you slow down the breath and really start to let go of everything before that moment and drop into presence, because that shifts us out of the doing energy and into presence. Then I connect with the higher realms and I bring in that beautiful high frequency from the higher realms, and I anchor down to the core crystal of Mother Earth so that I'm really grounded and held in my embodiment on this level. Then I create a rainbow pyramid around myself, which becomes my sovereign container. And I call the violet flame through it to really cleanse that space. And then I add a number of spheres around that rainbow pyramid so that I'm bringing in beautiful, incredible, uplifting energies. So purity of heart, voice, and vision, the abundance code, so really bringing in the highest abundance for the day, and then the magic and miracles for the day. And then I finish with a final shield, which is essentially the encoding of what I am allowing into my space. I call in anything that is aligned with truth, purity, and unity for my highest good and the highest good of all, and I remain invisible to all else. And I actually code it into my energy field that if anything like that even touches my field, it's just instantly transmuted and sent back to the sender as love. So it doesn't even come into my energetic space. This means we move through the day without having to pick up all of that debris and all of people's stuff that they're carrying around and projecting onto others, and we can really move in that highest timeline.
Wow. All right.
No. It's powerful, right? Even just from hearing it, you can feel the energy and the sovereignty in that. That's the thing. We are so much more sovereign and empowered than we realize. I think sometimes it can feel like life is happening to us and we are just reacting to it. But when we shift into this, as you say, make the change, and we come into this truth of who we are, we start to really create, and the shift is, the frequency is incredible.
Just like we have to, you know, take a shower and brush our teeth and exercise, we also need to be responsible for our energy field and what we're calling into our energy field.
This is the best way to put it. I could not have put it a better way myself. And, you know, just as we know that if we want our bodies to be healthy, to be fit, we need to create time for exercise and healthy eating. It's exactly the same thing. If we want to feel fulfilled and we want to be manifesting the life that we desire and we want to be tapped into our intuition, we have to create the space and the time for flexing that muscle. So you couldn't have put it better.
So thank you so much, Sialanu. Is it right to say that there are just infinite pockets of positivity or goodness. I'm trying to remember some of the things that you were calling into your energy field. These things are just like above us, waiting for us to pull them in?
Yeah, I mean, they're actually all around us, but most people don't tap into it because they're operating in a lower frequency reality. And it's not their fault. It's just that that's how society is structured. So if you imagine it as our bodies are transmission towers. We are transmission towers for what we are both attracting to us and creating. So if we think of it that way, if our transmission tower is always jammed up with these lower frequencies and it's kind of always on the most dull setting, then we're not going to be aligned with these other energies that are around us. But when we start to take that responsibility and we really clear out and align our energy field and actively call in these amazing, frequencies of the purity of chart expression and vision, the abundance, the magic and miracles, when we actually, essentially we're encoding that into our bodies, into our energy fields so that we become that transmission tower, this is what then helps us to be both the magnet for the highest possibilities and the amplifier of the highest possibilities. So I do talk more about this in my latest book, The Rainbow Tablets, Abundance and Sacred Co-Creation, but it's exactly what you're saying. These infinite possibilities are, yes, they're above us, but they're all around us. People think that, Earth is a lower dimensional plane and these higher possibilities exist on the higher planes, but actually Earth is what we make of it. Earth is, we can have paradise on Earth. We can have heaven on Earth, whatever we want to call it, utopia. But it starts within. It comes through our own embodiment, because once we then align our frequency to that, we start to live in that realm and tap into the magic within and the magic all around us.
So that is Sia, S-I-A, Lanu, L-A-N-U, Estrella, E-S-T-R-E-L-L-A, Sia Lanu. Estrella.com is her website. When she talks about her rainbow pyramid sovereignty practice, I know that sounds goofy, right? The rainbow pyramid. But really, I think she's talking about the power of the chakras and the colors of the chakras. And it's like a morning prayer. Right? A morning prayer of sorts. So that is our mission this week. If you don't have a morning practice that clears you and grounds you and invites good things in, perhaps we'll start one together. I think I'm going to need like a whiteboard or something to write my intention before I go to sleep so I can see it in the morning, change it every day. I don't know, because I forget. Once the coffee pot starts singing its little song, like I forget, and I just jump into the day. But Sia reminds us to tap into our cosmic remembering, to remember we're connected, to get off autopilot and create a morning routine that reminds us we are responsible for the energy we carry around. And as we begin the new season, it's the perfect time to start a new routine. Hi, it's Casey. You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. Love spending time with you and talking about these kinds of wonderful things. Our dates are set for our upcoming retreats in 2025. February 14th through the 16th and August 15th through the 17th at Merriandale in Ossining. Please join us. Oh, speaking of joining, I hope you'll join me Wednesday in Rye Brook, New York. There's going to be a wonderful and free lunch and panel discussion about women in business and empowerment. And I get to be part of that. I want to say thank you to Kathy Quinn at Support Connection for inviting me. It's the Innovate and Empower panel Wednesday, September 25th, 11:30 to 2:30 at the Atrium in Rye Brook. Some wonderful people on that panel, and I hope I will see you there. You can find out more on my website, caseysplace.com. Oh, here's a thought for the day. It's from T. Harv Eker, who I've never heard of. But T said, energy is contagious. Either you affect people or you infect people. Here's to cleaning up our energy. Have a great week. See you soon.